a different kind of pressure, that of conformity. Inaction is also a decision. Some people's reaction to ethical decision-making is to avoid taking action. However, it's important to remember that inaction is also a decision. Undoubtedly, there are many companies in the United States who continue to cut corners and compromise ethics. But for every Cynthia Cooper who stepped forward and told WorldCom's board about the company's shady accounting practices, there are thousands of people who choose every day not to act and who ultimately will live with the consequences. To live an ethical life, you must hold to your principles as you make tough decisions. Edward R. Lyman stated, "Principle, particularly moral principle, can never be a weather vane spinning around this way and that with the shifting winds of expediency. Moral principle is a compass forever fixed and forever true, and that is as important in business as it is in the classroom." Number 3. Manage your decisions based on this integrity guideline. Carol Black, the president and CEO of Lifetime Entertainment Services, the company that owns Lifetime Television, had to manage a tough decision in the spring of 2002. The company had made a commitment to a campaign called Stop Violence Against Women. All of the company's original programming was dedicated to supporting it. Going into February ratings sweeps, however, Black was convinced that Lifetime's rating would suffer for it. She had to decide whether to change the network's programming or maintain the organization's commitment. She did not falter. "I warned top management that we were going to make this commitment," she recalls, "and that we'd probably get hurt in the ratings." To her surprise, Lifetime had their best February ever. "It was just like my grandmother taught me," says Black. "If you do the right thing..."